Cheyenne Regional Medical Center is heading a statewide effort called Enroll Wyoming to help people get health insurance through the new online marketplace. The program has trained navigators across the state, including in Jackson, where St. John's Medical Center and Teton County Library have teamed up to offer individualized sessions designed to guide community members through healthcare.gov. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Huntington has more.
I don't have internet service myself, and so I was concerned about how I'm going to, you know, fill out this Obamacare insurance.
Julie, who asked that only her first name be used, signed up for a session after reading about it in the local newspaper.
Okay. And then your password.
She's hunched over a laptop computer with Liz Devine and Trudy Keyworth. They're both financial navigators from St. John's Medical Center. But they're not at the hospital. For the past hour, they've been seated around a table inside a study room at Teton County Library.
Come on, little mouse.
There you go. And then it was, okay.
The hospital and library have teamed up to offer one-hour private sessions several times a week to community members who want help purchasing insurance. One in five people in Teton County do not have insurance. Even though she works full-time at a gift shop, Julie says the small business can't afford to cover its employees. She hasn't had insurance in 13 years.
I believe in the preventative measures. I try to avoid doctors as all possible because of that. But as you get older, you find out you do need the doctors a little more.
Now in her 50s and with four grandchildren, Julie says she's finding it harder and harder to avoid going to the doctor.
I got two degenerative discs in my lower back, and they want us to do an MRI.
Yeah.
Until I get insurance, I can't do it.
As Devine and Keyworth walk Julie through healthcare.gov, they hit a roadblock. So they summon librarian Kurt Plagg, who's next door in the computer lab helping another individual.
It's not letting you log in because you're still logged in.
Oh, okay.
And what you have to do is click on this set, and then it'll take you to the questions.
Oh, very good.
That's why we needed here.
It's nerve-wracking. I would like to be done with this.
Plagg says that for situations like this, navigators work in teams.
We each have different experiences and we've seen different things. And so when we run into something we don't understand, we can bounce questions off each other.
Plagg went through many hours of training, including shadowing state navigators, before offering sessions at the library. So far, the partnership between the hospital and library has served more than 60 people. The library and hospital navigators have seen a range of reactions to what healthcare.gov has to offer. Some people are elated, but others, like Julie, are disappointed.
Well, it's saying $210, there's no way.
Okay.
I could tell you that right now, just with my household expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, just basic living.
Plagg changes the settings to include other plans.
So this one is showing a monthly premium of $99.83 for a bronze plan through WinHelp.
But based on the plan's deductible and copay, Julie could end up paying more than $6,000 out of pocket if she has to have surgery or another expensive procedure. When it comes to making tough financial decisions, navigators are careful not to tell individuals what to do.
You know, we're not allowed to give advice on that.
Okay, well, that's a good question to ask.
It is, yes.
Instead, the three navigators in the study room walk Julie through her options in detail. They also make an appointment for her the following week to give her time to decide what to do. Under the Affordable Care Act, individuals have until March 31st to purchase health insurance, or they'll end up paying a penalty for going without. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.